Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Welcome, friends. You know, it ain't over. It ain't over. I know that's not King's English or proper English, as my English teacher, Mrs. Eiler, said to me. It ain't over. The stage is being set, my friends. In fact, moments ago, a federal judge just ruled in Michigan that all of the results of those Michigan machines, you know, those vote counting machines, you know, the one in that little county that the machines just automatically took Trump votes and gave them to Biden. Yeah, those machines that got forensically examined, all of that information about the forensic examination has been kept under wraps by a court order, because Dominion was saying, well, they just want to reverse engineer it and compete against us. Nothing could be further from the truth. So anyway, it's been blocked until a few moments ago when the federal judge ruled, and I'm looking at this on the Gateway Pundit right now. They've been live streaming it. Everything can be released except the actual source code. Now, maybe that gives you everything you need. Now, I'm not a computer guy. Maybe some of you that are out there can expand on that. And if you want to, that'd be great. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am. Now, I don't know that the forensic examination of these machines proves anything unless you have additional forensic examination from other Dominion machines, in other states. Now, there's a lot to talk about that's going on today. And, of course, today I'm on the air for 3 hours because I'm not only doing just this 1 hour of Political Coffee, but I am also filling in for Stacey Ann, a Good Morning Salem, till 9 o'clock. So you got me all 3 hours now. And we're going to continue talking about a number of things, including, in fact, Jordan Sekulow's on, one of the president's lawyers, is on Newsmax right now, and they're showing the hearing live. They just showed a shot of it in Michigan, in the federal court. There's other things we're going to talk about. And when I say the stage is being set, it is, folks, for something that will be earth-shaking. That would be Trump invoking his 2018 executive order, which he renewed in September of this year. That would allow him the seizure of assets, including these Dominion vote counting machines and the reexamination of them and their vote counting software. What do you think would happen if that happened? And let me pose this question to you. If Trump actually did that, and he may be getting closer to it, Sidney Powell is saying, yeah, there's a WorldNet Daily story about that, that foreign influence in the election. And Friday is the date, by the way, with which the executive order says 45 days after the election that a report has to be given by the director of national intelligence, who happens to be a Trump loyalist, who just happens to have accompanied Trump to the Army Navy game. By the way, I don't know if you saw that video of that, but when Trump is introduced, the crowd, which is soldiers and sailors, goes wild. I mean, goes absolutely wild. And chanting USA, chanting USA. Folks, what happens if the DNI and other agencies, because it's not just the DNI, it's a whole bunch of agencies, including the Department of Justice. And I'm going to give it a defense. I'm going to read to you a defense of Bill Barr, by the way, written by a lawyer, a very conservative lawyer, Joel Pollack, who writes at Breitbart. And all of this is part of what's going to be on the show today. But the idea, folks, that the DNI, along with other groups, would conclude that there has been foreign interference in the election, because we think there's been lots of evidence of that, would trigger Trump then invoking the terms of his executive order and seize these voting machines. And if the examination of them shows what we think is going to be released today from Antrim County in Michigan, then everything changes, folks. It does. It has to. And what would happen is, well, judges everywhere in state courts, and this is why Trump, you know, even though the Texas case was dismissed by the Supreme Court, very disappointing, and others who have far greater knowledge than me have already pontificated on that, so I'm not going to get into it. But I'm saying that if Trump invokes executive order and they do forensic examination, it doesn't matter what happens today with the Electoral College. What matters is that then that evidence gets presented to the public. And then the Supreme Court of the United States, and frankly, these other judges at the state court level, where Trump now has filed a number of lawsuits, it will force them to actually examine the evidence of it. The Supreme Court cannot then say no. Now, it will be earth-shattering and earth-shaking, and we'll get into more of that. There is, by the way, a really simple way that all of this, all of these mail-in ballots could be examined. And it is by the guy who holds a lot of patents. Again, this is a Gateway Pundit article, and it's a video where this guy describes how you can prove with electronic scanning that these scans already exist, which mail-in ballots actually went through the mail and which ones did not. It's about a 20-minute video, and you ought to watch it because it gives you, again, something that you can use. It gives you ammunition in your conversations with other people in your world. That's what this show is all about. That's my whole goal with this show, is to help you persuade the persuadable. You know that? You hear me talk about it? All you have to do is watch this video. It's 20 minutes. This is how simple it is. I didn't think it would be this simple, but it really is, because that tells you which ballots, like, you know, the ones in Georgia where the water main leak, and then all of a sudden they bring out all of these ballots from underneath the table that had been there before they started counting and before the Republican observers came in at the beginning of the day and then got kicked out of there over the supposed water leak. All of those ballots that were counted illegally because no one saw them other than the vote counters, all of those ballots could be very easily checked to see if they have the crease. What's the crease? You got to watch the video. It's the crease that happens when the machine folds the ballot and through air puts the ballot into the envelope. All of this, it's fascinating stuff. My whole point in sharing that with you, and we'll get to the phones in a minute. My whole point in sharing that to you is this. It gives you something that you can use to get people who are on the fence. Folks, no matter how the presidential election turns out, everything in America's future, everything that we in our past, good or bad, is really hanging in the balance. Especially when it comes to the Georgia runoff elections. Because this is bigger than Trump, folks. It just is. It's bigger than anything else going on here in Oregon. We're a piece of it, but it's bigger than that. It's about the principles of liberty and freedom. Also, there's a recount happening here in Marion County on Measure 110. And it falls along these very same lines. It's happening here. It's going to happen. Tomorrow, by the way, I'm going to share this with you. Then I'm going to go to the phones to Ron in a moment. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am tomorrow. We have a couple of people, including Representative Mike Nierman, that are going to be meeting with the Polk County clerk about us doing a recount. This is what I've been talking with you, a hand audit of the actual ballots and the envelopes to see if one of these machines that apparently the Smartmatic software is used in by Polk County, Smartmatic, the ESNS machines, to see if the actual hand audit matches what the machine said. Now, that's sort of what's going to happen here with Measure 110 in this story. Also, COVID vaccine is going to be available. Lots of stories about it out there. There's a 10-year study that shows that unvaccinated children are far healthier than vaccinated children. Would that give you any confidence that you want to put this stuff in your body? Hey, it's safe, right? All right, let's go to the phones. We'll go to Ron. Ron, good morning. How are you?
Oh, brother, you must have read my little post I had. Good God. I'm telling you, gentlemen and ladies, this is a monster thing that's going to, oh, and with the good news that the court in Antrim County is going to open up and let everything but the kitchen sink, ooh, baby. But it's really ironic. And I'm sitting back here in my bed. I haven't even slept tonight. And I was just reading, things, and all of a sudden that popped up. And other stuff is that, is it possible, you know, when our Supreme Court Chief Justice had hurt his foot walking the lawn, was he threatened? Was he like this Michigan attorney fighting for Antrim County, this veteran? Who's an attorney been threatened by the Michigan State Bar Association? You can look on the Gateway Pundit on that. You have problems. When you have Raffensperger down there in Georgia, not doing his duties but trying to find a way around it, making illegal deals without the consent of a legislator, and then look at our own state people, as a PCP of Polk County, and Mr. Nierman is my representative, I hope that I could be there to help with the count. I have no time since, basically week number 21 without my employment. I might as well put my time to good use as a volunteer. Because I would like to know if ESNS machines in our state has Smartmatic or Dominion software in it. And it took us over 2 weeks to count, something normally took 3 days on any other election. Going back to 2010, we had as many percentage of people in our state vote. We better go ahead and get our self-check, and I'd rather hand count everything. Heck with it. But people need to wake up, give support to Georgia, get our senators down there to keep the balance of the situation. Otherwise, if we don't stay, hold our state accountable,
well said, Brother Ron, and I'll add your name to the list back in a moment at 6:20.
God bless you.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. I want to thank our sponsors that are so important to this radio station being on the air. And for you having the opportunity to have interactions with me and to give me your opinion, your thoughts about what's going on in politics here over a cup of coffee. That's what we do in Political Coffee. Again, I'll be on all 3 hours today. I'm filling in for Stacey Ann. I will be filling in for her for the next month. She is off on a very important mission trip, her and her husband down in Mexico. I'm sure she's talked about that. So you got me all 3 hours today. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Truly, our advertisers are everything. They're all small businesses, every one of them, including Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations. You know, I talk a lot about, and you probably know this, if you've ever had a bad experience with a contractor, how important it is to know going in that this person is going to follow through and do the things they say they're going to do. And that's what Eric Azer does at Righteous Renovations. Check out his website, righteousrenovations.com. And you can see the very satisfied comments of satisfied customers. He lives his personal faith in his business. Now, that ought to give you confidence. I hope it does. RighteousRenovations.com. Well worth your time to check it out if you're thinking about doing something. So it isn't over, folks. The stage is being set. For what? Well, it's what Michael Flynn, General Flynn, talked about at the weekend rally there, the Jericho March, and the March for Trump, which all happened Saturday in Washington, D.C. And he talked about this. He also talked about it in his Sunday Morning Futures interview with Maria Bartiromo of Fox Business. He says there is conclusive evidence of foreign influence in the U.S. election. Now, that's a profound thing. And it sort of gets to where what I'm laying out for you is this consideration on, I mean, you want to talk about earth shaking? What happens if Trump, because he loses everything else? Again, I'm just, because this is frankly is a real possibility, and Sidney Powell put it out there, that right now, and General Flynn is saying this also, right now, there is enough evidence of foreign influence that Trump could invoke the terms of his 2018 executive order. Now, again, I'll have all of this on the show planner to be on the Facebook page, my Facebook page, and you can see it. The executive order says that when any organization in whole or part that exists outside of the United States is determined to have interfered with the U.S. election, he can invoke the terms of the executive order. And that includes, now, the reason I said whole or in part is very simple, because Dominion is a Toronto-based company. However, they have a Denver-based subsidiary, whole or in part. They qualify. There's no question about it. Now, it's more than just Dominion, folks. I mean, it's Smartmatic and it's these other entities. Here's the point. Some of this revolves around China. Now, you had Mike Pompeo talking about this, China's influence. And then miraculously, what gets released yesterday? You think there's any coincidence in politics? There isn't, folks. What gets released yesterday? This huge story, if you go to Liberty Daily, it's this huge story about all of these Chinese members of the Chinese Communist Party through a hacked database have been exposed as working all over the world, all around the world, including here in America, and for some of our pharmaceutical companies, for Boeing, Airbus. It's something like 2.4 million of them. Now, this data was hacked in 2016, and it's been used by a Chinese group as counterintelligence. Now, don't you find it curious or interesting that all of a sudden this information gets released out there? And the Epoch Times has been doing a study on it. And they're looking at the actual names of these people, what organization. There's something like 79,000 communist Chinese organizations. It's an astonishing number if you think about it, that these people are a part of. And this database shows that. Okay, so let's assume that's true and that's accurate. What if it can be proven that some of these people literally are working with organizations that are maybe tied to the U.S. government, that are maybe tied to some of these big companies? Okay. Does that give the president, along with other evidence, enough data to trigger this? Now, what would happen if he triggered the executive order? Well, I'm going to tell you, folks, all hell is going to break loose. It isn't going to change the election, however. Not immediately. Anyway. You see, it depends on how it's used. Again, that's why this Fox or Newsmax just ran the chyron of the judge saying that it's got to be released. Now, I'm refreshing the page on Gateway Pundit, and the hearing is ongoing. And now what they're doing is they're arguing over what pages have to be redacted, what has to be redacted. An assistant attorney for the Secretary of State is harassing the lawyer, which has also been harassed by the Michigan Attorney General and the Michigan State Bar. More on all of this and what the implications are when we come back. It is 6:30 in the morning. You're listening to Political Coffee. Stand by. It's going to be a wild day, folks.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you with us for Political Coffee, folks. 3-hour show today as I am filling in for Stacey Ann. 9 o'clock on Good Morning Salem. In fact, I'll be here for the next month doing that. You're stuck with me. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. If you want to weigh in on what happens if Trump invokes his 2018 executive order. Well, I'm going to get into more of that. We're also talking about there's going to be a recount happening here in Marion County on Measure 110, and with only 3 precincts. This is being paid for by a private citizen. We are going to be having a meeting with Representative Nierman tomorrow, along with some of our other folks, with the Polk County Clerk, on doing a hand audit, shall we say, of what's been going on there, because they use ESNS, which has Smartmatic software in it. This is the software designed in Venezuela, as you know, to help Hugo Chavez get reelected, to cook the books, if you will. This is where it is alleged that the software, that it can have values. In fact, the Dominion voting systems, their own manual says how to do this. Now, the story in the Statesman Journal about this recount is interesting, and I'll get into that as we go along. I'm also going to defend Bill Barr. I know the president is very, very upset at Barr. I get it. But I think Barr did the right thing. I'm not alone in that. So also does Joel Pollack. The Breitbart News. He's a lawyer. And the COVID vaccine, it's coming. It's coming to Oregon shortly, folks, because it's been approved. Now, let me ask you this. Would you want to take it if you knew that a 10-year study shows that unvaccinated children are far healthier than vaccinated children? Huh? Well, that's what's on the table today. Plus, your thoughts on all these things. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.a. And by the way, not everybody loves your humble radio talk show host, me. Every now and then I get an email from a guy, and I'm not going to say his name, and he just rakes me over the coals and calls me all kinds of names and blah, 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 blah. And you know what? I think here's my advice. If you listen to, and he keeps listening, apparently, because every now and then he sends me these emails. So here's my advice to you. If you're that wound up as a conservative over things that I'm saying as a conservative, and you feel compelled to write nasty, ugly emails like this person does, maybe you ought not listen to this show. Now, I'm not saying don't listen to the radio station, but maybe you shouldn't listen to this show. If that's how I trigger you, you know why? Because you're not a very good... If that's how you respond to things I say on this show, or things that other people say on this show, then for your own personal mental health, and I'm serious now, if you get that angry and wound up that you have to send ugly, horrible messages like you send to me, maybe you ought to do yourself a favor. Because you know what? You're not doing yourself any favors by listening and getting wound up. Just don't listen, okay? Listen to Stacey Ann after me. Listen to all the other great programming we have on KSLM. But do yourself a favor. Don't listen to me, okay? Because obviously you're getting pretty wound up. Got a text from my friend Freddie. Says, you know, sometimes it's hard to understand what Ron is saying. He doesn't fully develop his words and speaks too fast. Just saying, you, on the other hand, we can understand every word. You have an excellent command of speech. Thank you. Thank you, Freddie. I appreciate it. It's a very nice compliment. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. I'm going to go to Rebecca first and then to Freddie in a moment. But first, I got to... Again, one of our great advertisers that makes this program and this radio station available to you is ProBioscience. It's a Salem-based company. They produce these great CBD products that I use personally. And I happen to know that they have the highest quality products you can get, period, when it comes to CBD products. And I know that because I've sold them my own CBD as a hemp grower. They use only Oregon-grown CBD, and I mean it when I say it is the most... We have the highest standards there are in the entire country when it comes to growing hemp. I know. I have to comply with them. Well, that ought to give you a lot of confidence that this great company based in Salem is giving you everything they say they're giving you. Because you can buy a lot of CBD, and a lot of the CBD... comes from China. Speaking of China, by the way. And you have no idea what's in that stuff. Well, you do with ProBioscience and their products. I cannot tell you enough good things about the pain stick that I've been raving about. Because it works. I mean, it really works for me. Maybe it'll work for you. Why don't you go to their website and check out all of their great products? Pro-Bioscience.com. Pro-Bioscience.com. And if you buy anything online, use the discount code for the month of December, Christ. This is the month of Christmas, Christ. And you get 15% off. And if you're a frequent user and purchaser of the products, they have a great loyalty program for you. It'll save you even more money. It's a referral program. Pro-Bioscience.com. Okay, as I promised, to the phones, to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. What say you this fine day?
Good morning. I'm calling because I have a great distrust of the vaccine that they're developing. And I don't personally think that you can develop anything that fast and have it well tested. And I know Trump got all the regulations out of the way and like helped it move forward and coordinated everything, but he's not a scientist. And this is a company that doesn't like Trump, and they delayed the announcement of it until after the election, which probably kept people from knowing that there was anything available. I just don't trust the company. I don't like, and right now you just mentioned that there are possibly foreigners who are working for Pfizer, and they're so embedded in all of our companies and all of our government, and they have they're working for other countries and they're working for other interests. And so all the hype that's being done, I just have a really hard time trusting it. And I've been listening to on your radio program, you have Alex Jones, and he says he's read the literature, and he's been questioning, why is this in there in the vaccine? Why is that in the vaccine? And he's raised the alarm in me even more than I already had.
Well, okay. So here's the thing that, you know, you could argue this in a different, first of all, I share both your frustration and your suspicion. Okay. Because some of the elements that goes into these vaccines, people clearly have, especially kids, have reactions to, and it's not good. And the fact that we have a U.S. established federal vaccine court, where if you've been damaged by a vaccine, you can go to this federal court, and they've paid out something like $4.5 billion to people who've been damaged by vaccines. All of that tells me that not every vaccine is good for every person. And we've heard, Rebecca, about some of these people in the UK that have had negative reactions. And in fact, I think the CDC or someone else is saying now that you know, if you have allergic reactions, you probably shouldn't take this thing. So what you're doing, I think, Rebecca, is you're choosing for your own personal health to say, okay, so what's better for me personally? Is it better for me to get a vaccine that I might have a negative reaction to or might put bad stuff in my body? Or is it worse for me to get the COVID? So let me ask you this. How do you view that choice?
Well, when I read the Obamacare, I didn't read all of Obamacare. I went to certain sections of it that somebody else who had read the whole thing told me to go to. And I read a section that said that they wanted to give a shot to everybody in America that would include an RFID chip. And they were authorizing the government to do this to us through Obamacare. And yet it's hard to have people want to get shot with an RFID chip. So is it possible that this is being done through the Pfizer company, the vaccination? I don't know. I have no idea. I just know that I don't trust the government to not do the RFID chip at some point.
Yeah, who knows if, I mean, that technology is probably available. Freddie, hang on. Glenn, I'll get you on the other side of the break. Back in a moment. Stop the car. We got
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. I'm going to be on 3 hours today. For the next 2 hours, I'll be filling in for Stacey Ann. Good morning, Salem. So if you didn't get a chance to call in and comment about the stuff that we're talking about today, and I've got a lot more on my plate, folks, well, you can do it then. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. We have one line open, emails to Jeff at 1220.am. As promised, I said I'd go to Freddie, and I'm going to Freddie. Freddie, good morning. What do you say today?
Good morning, Jeff. I got three things. One is a response to Rebecca. People act like Trump is the one that's developing this. He's just a project manager. And I've run a lot of projects, and when you want to compress your time, you put all your best people on this thing, and you get it done. And there's three companies that are doing this. So, you know, I'm going to take the shot whenever it's available. So God bless him for doing that. The second thing I want to say, Jeff, is, you know, you're getting these nasty emails. All you have to be is a Trump supporter, and you get a lot of those emails. I get them all the time where people are calling me all kinds of names. So, you know, we're all in the club together in that regard. The third thing I want to say is this Chinese thing. You know, in Oregon, we've had a Chinese guy representing the GOP in Washington, D.C., called Solomon Yu. I have been suspect of that guy since I ran for office in 2012. I really think we need to do the due diligence on this guy and find out what he's all about. Because after I ran for election in 2012, a few days later, he was in China. And after every election, he goes back to China. And I think there's something really wrong with this guy, and the GOP in Oregon needs to go figure this guy out and see what he's up to. That's my comment.
Okay, Fred. You've opened up a can of worms on that point, and I've had a lot of people on both sides, and I know Solomon, say those things to me, both defend him and are suspicious of him, as you are. I mean, he does have a business where he imports things from China. So, you know, I don't think it would be unusual for him to travel to China. What would be interesting, I'm not going to get into that. I'm just not going to get into it because it would bear no fruit and it would be of no value to anybody. Thanks, Freddie. I appreciate your thoughts today. I'm got an email here, by the way, from Anne Marie. Says our friend Barbara texted to me this yesterday. Said, here's a question for Jeff. Can people of the United States file a class action lawsuit against state with fraudulent elections? Yeah, I think they can. That would be an interesting for the citizens to file a class action lawsuit against states that have made these decisions, like Texas alleged, clearly unconstitutional actions that affect the rest of us. I think it's very possible. I think it may happen. Let's go back to the phones, and we'll go to Glenn, who's on the line. Glenn, thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, Jeff, the Supreme Court said state to state, no damages in the case of the presidential, no standing was their words. Okay, but the president is the only name on every ballot of all 50 states. The bond measures in Oregon can't be voted on by people in California. There's really no standing there unless you cross the line, but you don't, the only one that has the one person that's on all 50 states is the president. Bond measures and secretaries of state, all the other individuals are not on other states' ballots or county ballots change. The only standing really is if you cross the border to vote for the president in three different states, there really is standing. I think they worded this thing wrong. Because if the if the Supreme Court stands on this, what it means is then who, if you vote twice, I can vote four times. If I do that, then Rebecca can vote 10. Is how many ballots then can you, is how many ballots can you pile up for your person against another person's vote? Then you would have hundreds of millions of ballots because everybody is voting dead people, the cat, the dog, everything else. The standing then is real because the one person on all 50 states is the president only. So the minute you cross a state line, you have invoked federal law to vote illegal. But how are you going to vote for a bond measure in Seattle, in Oregon? Or how are you going to vote for the Secretary of State of Idaho in Oregon and vice versa? And if you did do that and cross the state line, don't you think somebody's going to be yelling, screaming bloody murder? That Secretary of State or that governor? If you start crossing a state line to get ballots or to get them shipped in from, get ballots shipped in from one state to another state, could you see the mess? What the banana republic we really would have? So the Supreme Court is wrong on the presidential point of view. There is standing because
in that viewpoint. I mean, it's Mark Levin, some other great lawyers that, frankly, are far more schooled in an understanding of the Constitution and how the legal system works and what the responsibilities of the Supreme Court are, have said so. So I think you and I absolutely agree with that. You have hit on something that I'm going to address in the next hour. And that is, a mess is coming that is going to be unprecedented in our nation's history.
Yeah, it has to. It has to, Jeff, because in this one instance, they have an opportunity to overthrow the true governance of the nation because of one name on all the ballots, the president. We don't care about the governors. We don't care about the secretaries of state. We don't care about bond measures. We care about constitutional privilege of every individual, regardless of what state of the union they're or what county they're in.
Well, you're right about that. And Glenn, thanks for your call. I'm going to let you go. You are right about that. That is the one question that is constant across. And it really goes back to Anne Marie's question here about filing a class action lawsuit. You would have to do it on that basis. Glenn is correct. But something's about to happen, folks, that is going to create an incredible mess that is your opportunity to persuade the persuadables. And I'm going to get into that when we get into the next hour. I'm on 3 hours today as I'm filling in for the next 2 hours for Stacey Ann. Good Morning Salem. That's going to be for the next month. So believe me, folks, this is not over. It's actually a long way from being over. And what happened in Michigan today, and with the potential for the president to invoke the terms of his executive order, might provide that very catalyst for not only a class action lawsuit, but quite frankly, for the Supreme Court to finally do their job. Because they didn't, and Glenn's right. And you're right, because you know it too. Back in a few minutes, friends. Don't go away. I'm here for the next 2 hours. Thanks for listening. Talk to you on the other side.